Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95X.com.
Hey, Joe Stanley is joining us via telephone today. Joe's an important guy, and he's on the road today, but he's still not going to, you know, miss the morning mess.
Yeah.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How could I miss that? It's one of my favorite things.
So that's why he stopped by yesterday to bring Shannon Cheez-Its, because it drove Joe Stanley nuts for an entire week.
It hurt his soul to watch me eating generic Cheez-Its.
Yes, there's some things you can't go generic on, and that's one of them.
That's true. You know, I meant to do it. I had them, and I just forgot. I said, well, no, I got to bring them over. I don't want poor Shannon wasting away eating those lousy Cheez-Its.
Some things you can't go cheap on or generic on, and that's one of them. Joe Stanley is here. The segment is called Legal Tuesday, and it's brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Now, anybody listening, Joe, we're going to remind them, don't go it alone. Contact Joe. And how can they reach you at the Stanley Law Office, Joe?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. The phone number is 1-800-608-3333 and stanleylawoffices.com is the website.
So we're doing it via telephone today, but you can still get your questions in. Hit us up right now, 315-629-9570. Any questions for Joe? The direct line to the studio. We can take it that way, too, because we have the technology to do that.
We do.
I hope. 315-421-9595. Shannon, what's the first question for Joe today?
This came through on Facebook. You can also send a message on Facebook, Marty and Shannon 95X, and this person would like to stay anonymous. I've been paying child support for my daughter. She's going to turn 18 this month. I've only seen her about a dozen times over the years. She uses her stepdad's last name when she can on Facebook or for sports. They came to me about a year ago about him adopting her, and I gave my consent because it's what she wanted, but nothing ever came of it. Can I sign off my parental rights and have support dropped, or am I still obligated until she's 21?
Well, yeah, the answer is you're obligated until 21, until you give up your rights. And, you know, that's a complicated process. And so the answer is no, your situation stays the same unless they decide to move forward with formal changing of the relationship, which... doesn't sound like they're going to do it, but yeah, that's the way it stays.
Okay, so unless the paperwork is done and everything's legal where he gives up his right and the stepdad does the adoption, he's obligated to pay that until she's 21.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's how it works, yeah.
Joseph?
I mean, that's a big deal, you know, when you take, you know, adopt, you know, become the parent, you have all the obligations then, and, that doesn't usually happen. People don't usually give up their parental rights very often. So,
Joe Stanley is on the phone. The segment brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. It's called Legal Tuesday. We got another question for you, Joe.
Yeah, we got a text in. If I get pulled over speeding and the cop gives me a traffic control device ticket, should I still fight it? Was originally 44 in a 30 right before a 55 mile an hour sign.
I'm not sure what they mean by a traffic control device ticket, but if you got a ticket for speeding...
Is that like having a radar detector, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know, but any kind of a speeding ticket, my advice is to always hire a lawyer. Well, first of all, I try writing in and ask to get a reduction or go to the court and meet with the assistant DA and see if they'll give you a reduction on your own. And if you don't have the time to do that, hire a lawyer. And depending on where it is, they can usually care. And your driving record, if you are a repeat offender, they usually will reduce it because speeding tickets can be expensive and they can be expensive for insurance purposes too. So I would try to resolve it. And the best way is usually to get a lawyer.
All right, Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley. It's brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. Contact Joe if they want to reach out to you. Joe, what's your contact information?
Sure, StanleyLawOffices.com, 1-800-608-3333, and it's joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
Text line is 315-629-9570 with the questions there. Like us on Facebook, Marty and Shannon 95X. You can also message us there with your questions for Joe.
All right. This comes from a single dad who's got joint custody, and they alternate years that they claim their kid on the taxes. And he wants to know whether he is head of household or single. He says, I called the IRS 800 number. They told me to file as single and claim your son. Then the lawyer told me to file as head of household and claim your son. Others tell me file as single and claim, which is correct. I read the publication, and my head almost exploded trying to figure it out.
I'm not a tax lawyer. I would contact the tax professional, and I know the head of household is probably going to be better, but depending on your status, I would compute which one, and if you have a reasonable basis for doing either one, pick the best one. I mean, you've got a whole series of people giving you different advice.
Yeah, frustrating.
So obviously it's confusing, and so I would do the computations, have a tax professional go over with you and pick the one that's best for you, and the odds are they're not going to challenge it. And actually, a tax professional I know over the years that had a household issue and had a household credit has been subject to extra scrutiny from people who are trying to take advantage of it. So I'm sure it can make a big amount difference. So I would look at it, plan it out, and then just be smart. If you've got a good argument for either one, take the one that's best.
Joe Stanley is here. Well, he's on the phone, but this is Legal Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday morning at this time on the Morning Mess in 95X. And Joe's been able to point a lot of our morning messers, that's our listeners here, in the right direction. We've got someone on the phone here, so we're going to attempt to do this. You're on with Joe Stanley. What's your question this morning?
Hi, good morning. I have a question about workman's comp. I'm out of work right now with a herniated disc. My regular job includes me working from home on a computer daily. My boss has been calling me and contacting me on Facebook, wanting me to complete work from home while I'm out on comp. I had offered when I first went out, was the day of that big blizzard last month, to finish up the work that I had currently had open, and they told me not to. Now they're saying they have special permission from HR to pay me through my employer to finish the work plus disability. It doesn't seem like they should. That would be legal. I'm not really sure.
All right. You've got a complicated situation, okay? The doctors say you can't work. And I presumably they said you're supposed to be resting whether you're working at home or not, okay? And if you are going to work and they're going to pay you, then that cuts or eliminates your workers' comp benefits depending on how much you get and what restrictions you have. So I'm not sure what they're talking about, that you can get disability. New York disability is only available for you if you're in a non-work-related accident. You can't collect that and workers' comp at the same time. This is the kind of situation you want to make sure that they don't use it against you, because they may say if you can work at home, you can work, and that you really aren't disabled also. Do you have a lawyer?
No, I don't have a lawyer. I've never been on disability before. Not on workman's comp. And, you know, I didn't think that it was even legal for the office to contact me besides employee health and maybe HR. So for him, my employer or my manager to call me and then leave several messages and then have people contact me on Facebook to call into the office, I'm wary. I don't want to lose my benefits when I really, I can barely sit for an extended period of time, let alone sit down in a hard chair at a table to work on a computer.
All right. Well, the answer is if you can't do it, don't do it. They can try and contact you. You can try. I would just say, listen, I'm out. I can't do it. My doctor tells me not to do it. and that's part of the workers' comp process. They want to contest it, say you can, they can always do that. But if you get into a situation that's, like I said, where you agree to start doing it, they're going to say you can do it, and then you are at a much disadvantage, even though you're trying to do them a favor and do it in pain. It's going to be used against you. I would, if your doctor say no.
The other thing is, it's legal documentation for health care. So, you know, if I'm taking Flexeril, it doesn't seem like that would be a good idea either. If I'm taking a muscle relaxer to sit and work.
Well, again, if you and your doctors agree that you can't work, that they have disability, then you stay, then you don't do it. Okay? This happens all the time. And if that's
they
what
can't hold it against me?
Well, they're going to do whatever they're going to do, but I can tell you, if you start working at home with Flexeril, they're going to say you can work and they're not going to pay you any benefits. How's that?
Okay.
That's what will happen. And if you have any questions, call a lawyer. We do workers' comp. There's other workers' comp lawyers because this might get complicated.
It sounds like you might want to at least drop Joe Stanley an email. Maybe you guys can have a conversation about that a little bit more in depth. Is that cool with you?
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. Joe, speaking of that, how can they reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylaw.com, 1-800-608-3333 at stanleylawoffice.com. Yeah, that's a complicated. People sometimes want to do more than they can, and then they get, you know, by being a good Samaritan, they end up in a bad spot.
Yeah, don't go alone. You can contact Joe. We got to take a quick break, Joe. We have one more question we want to get on. Can you stick around? We just got to take one quick break here. Can you answer
sure.
one more question? All right, we'll be right back. Joe Stanley is on the Morning Mass for Legal Tuesday. Travel Tuesday, and this guy doesn't miss a beat. Joe Stanley can't be in the studio today. He's taking care of business, but you know what? He's still on the phone doing his thing, and Joe, we appreciate that. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. If they want to reach you, Joe, one more time, how can they call you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure, 1-800-608-3333, stanleylawoffices.com, and joe@stanleylawoffices.com is my email.
Okay, we got time for one more question.
This person also wants to stay anonymous. I made a verbal agreement with someone to sell them a bed. They have the bed but have not yet paid me what they said they would. Can I legally now get the bed back? I have text messages proving this person owes me for it.
Well, theoretically, you could spend the time and effort to get your bed back. Just sue them in small claims court to get your money. It'd be far easier. It's called a replevant action. I haven't done one of those in 100 years. You don't really want to do the legal action that gets involved to try to get your property back. You just want to sue them for the money. And small claims court costs a few dollars to get a judgment against them.
There you go.
And then, of course, you can't. They don't have any money, you can always get your bed back as part of the judgment. No, I'm just kidding.
Or you can do what I do and just go repo it.
Well,
we're giving legal advice here. Not my advice.
That's theoretically, you know, you can't break in and get it. You can't really repo something bad. It's kind of dangerous. I wouldn't do that part. I would suggest that.
Well, I don't break in, I just threaten them.
Okay, well, don't do that either. Oh, God, we're not giving that advice.
I'm kidding. I'm not a lawyer.
Oh,
that's probably bad advice.
That's why I leave it to you, Jill.
You just made Joe's job harder today.
Joe, are you hiring? Yeah. I need a job at your office,
dear God.
Buddy.
Well, I'll think about it.
Cleaning. He'll clean the toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, start out on the track. You got to start out in the pits.
Yeah.
We'll find a place for you in the pits, too.
So he's better off, this person's better off just going to small claims court, that's what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Go to small claims court and get a judgment, because it's a big hassle to try to get a court order to get property back. It has to be worth, you know, it'd be like a car. If you wanted to get an expensive, take a car back.
Now, let me ask you something. How much, it's not that much to go to small claims court either, is it?
No, a small claims court's like a $10 fee. It's the best. For small disputes less than $5,000, it's the best thing to do.
Very good.
Perfect. Thank you, Joe Stanley. We always appreciate it. Legal Tuesday here on the Morning Mass every Tuesday just after 8:30. Brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. Contact Joe one more time. How can they reach you at the Stanley Law Office, Joe?
Sure. 1-800-608-3333. joe@stanleylawoffices.com is my email, and stanleylawoffices.com.
Are you going to be in the studio next week?
I will be.
Yay.
Good, because we miss your handsome face, Joe Stanley. Wow. Bring some more Cheez-Its, will
you,
please?
All I have to look at is Marty.
I want Cheez-Its. Money. I have an order for Cheez-Its and a Colt 45.
All right, I'll stop by down the street and see if they got any more Colt 45 left.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Joe. Be safe coming back, okay?
Yeah, take it easy, guys.
All right, take care. Joe Stanley, he's an awesome
you
guy.
Don't
he really
need
is.
A 40.